And it was just fun, man.
Well, I mean,
just, it's a great game, and our team won.
And everybody's in a great mood. Our buddy Brian from Barry's Bagel stopped by, man. He dropped off all this food. Like, everybody's in. By the way, they were really good.
Really good.
Yummy. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
I had a sandwich. I took a bagel, and I doubled up on the meat. I threw out half.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. A stacker.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Anyway, so I had a regular bagel. It was good. And then I had the turkey. I was like, wow, this is phenomenal. So, Brian, thank you.
Brian's business again.
Barry's Bagels. Barry's Bagels. Oh, man.
It's really good.
So
thank you, Brian.
Good. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call. I know there's a bunch of people on the phone lines. We're going to get to you. I want everyone to be able to talk today, because Jeff and I are proud of the fact that we give you the forum to be able to say what you want to say about last night's game. But before you do that, I think we are going to...
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
And we got to keep things in perspective here, because the outcome was fabulous. We all know the outcome, but there were some decisions Stephen Vogt made during the game that I thought were really interesting. We start with the lineup, and guys, we'll make our responses quick on all these so we can get through them, okay? Lineup, he started Daniel Schneeman in right field against Clark Schmidt. Schneeman had never hit against Schmidt. Will Brennan was 1-for-6. He wanted to go lefty-righty. Any problems with Schneeman? And he started Austin Hedges over Bo Naylor. Neither catcher had a hit in the playoffs. Any issues either way?
Hedges was the one I was concerned about, because we talked about this. And
Andy and I argued yesterday.
We argued about, you know, is it an auto out when you go up there? Are you going to try to move? By the way, they tried to move a runner over last night. I don't know if you noticed that with a bunt.
Yeah.
And that, I'm sure that drove him crazy, because, you know, even if it was an extra innings, you know, it's like, wow, what are you going to do? But I was okay with everything. You know, the one thing about Hedges is what the ability to block baseballs behind home plate. And, you know, Bo had some problems with that earlier in the series. So I was mildly okay with that. And I thought, why not take a chance on Schneeman? The other reason I was good with it, and it turned out to come out to reality, was I thought their bench would be better than it was in the previous games, because you knew you would have Fry on the bench. And then obviously
and Brennan. Big,
and Noel. So,
and Bo.
So yeah. I thought you made your bench better for pinch hitters later in the game.
You were right on Schneeman. I'll give you all the credit on that one. That was a smart move. I love the idea of starting Hedges, because I like the idea of Naylor coming off the bench, just because of the fact that I felt like he was a better hitter than Austin Hedges, and maybe a little bit worse of a defensive catcher. And I like that idea instead of Austin Hedges once again coming up with runners on.
The only thing we had talked about yesterday about that lineup, sorry, Jeff, was moving Rocchio up to the second spot. But he ended up putting Manzardo in that one.
Manzardo hit the crud out of the ball.
Yeah,
so
that worked.
That's all hush.
Let's go to the top of the sixth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
Stephen Vogt took Matthew Boyd out of the game. He went five, had given up only one run on two hits. He had retired the last 10 batters, had thrown only 75 pitches. But due up, it was Soto, left-hander, followed by Judge and Stanton. Dano?
They go after those guys. You want your best reliever on the hill. Matthew Boyd was looking good, but it was, again, third time in the lineup. All right, get Cade Smith up. Let's go. Mow him down.
I don't have a major issue, Andy, because he's kind of managed this way all year. I'm glad he actually let Boyd go five, to be perfectly honest.
Too.
He's sometimes yanked the starters a little early. Sometimes they deserve to be yanked a little early. I would have been okay with six, because Soto was leading off the inning. See what you get. But you brought in Cade Smith, and that worked. 10 strikes and 10 pitches, and he got all three guys.
Yeah, you know what my visions were when Cade Smith walked off the hill? He'll be making a lot of money for the Yankees, because the Yankees aren't going to forget the way how just he was a stonewall last night. Stonewall.
6 years before that's a problem.
Yeah, I know.
There you go. Bottom of the seventh.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second guess the manager.
Vogt pinch hit for Kyle Manzardo, and he brought in David Fry to face the left-hander Tim Meza. I understand the whole lefty-righty thing. The only thing, and we know how it ended up working out, okay, but the only thing, Manzardo hit a two-run homer in the third, and he was 2-for-3 in the game. You took out a really hot hitter whose differential between lefties and righties isn't that extreme. 2-11 against lefties and 2-38 against righties. Fry walked, and then we know what happened later in the game. He did strike out against Weaver with two men on, but then, of course, he was the big hero. But I thought it was, you took out a guy who was 2-for-3 with a two-run homer in the game, and you had only three runs on the board. I thought that was an interesting... It ended up ultimately working out, but I thought, dang, you took out a guy who was hot today.
You want to stay with a DH and have a DH because Fry can't really, you know, what's he going to do in the field, right? So, but the I think the way you have to look at it was the two-hole last night gave you, was what, 3 for 5 with 4 RBI.
The DH was, the guys were phenomenal. It worked out perfectly. So I understand going lefty-righty like he does, but it was interesting to me. Manzardo was 2 for 3 and he got yanked for a pinch hitter. How often do you see that? Ultimately, sure worked out, didn't it? Let's go to the top of the eighth inning.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Two outs. Gattis walks Juan Soto. And then Stephen Vogt brings in Clase for Gattis with two outs to face Aaron Judge. We know how it worked out. Do you have an issue with the move at that point, Andy? You'd had righty against righty still with Gattis against Judge. Just because he walked Soto. The problem in that inning was you had two outs and you walked Juan Soto.
I think the inherent problem I had with bringing Clase out early, knowing that if you won the game, I mean, you may have to use him three nights in a row. So, like,
for an extended time because there were, you know, he would have pitched in the eighth, sat, and then got up in the ninth.
Yeah, I mean, Judge's home run was just, I mean, that's why that guy's MVP. That was an unbelievable home run.
Outside corner, belt high,
on a pitch
and he went
that
out and
no
got
one
it
can hit,
and took it to right field.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
great,
you want to tip your cap to somebody, you give it to Aaron Judge last night. If you're looking at the other side, so again, I'm concerned because man, your bullpen, you used a lot of bullpen last night. I know there's time to rest when the season's over, but I'm worried about the hangover into today's game.
Tough thing in that, and Dan, your thought on the move in a minute, but Judge hit a 1-2 pitch. And Stanton hit an 0-2 pitch. Oh.
I think it was the right move. Judge hit a pitcher's pitch. I mean, he couldn't have put that in. Class A couldn't have thrown that any better if he tried. Maybe a little higher, maybe a little lower, but hey, that's a pitcher's pitch.
He had Stanton 0-2, and then it was 1-2 when he hit the home run out.
Yeah, and he hung a slider to Stanton.
Yeah, it was middle. It was right there.
There's the last guy you want to hang a slider to.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go forward. Bottom of the eighth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Simple one here. He pinch hit for Austin Hedges. Will Brennan came in, hit a double. What do you think? Good move, right? You pinch hit for your catcher. You know you got Bo Naylor.
You needed a run. Yeah. Yeah, it's better than Austin Hedges.
Yeah.
Everything worked there?
Yep.
Yep, top of the ninth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
After that rundown debacle, okay, where the rundown just didn't get played defensively by our team well. Eli Morgan was lifted with men on second and third and one out for rookie Andrew Walters. Now, Andrew gave up a sac fly, gave up just one run, but it was 5-3. Did you need to lift Eli for Andrew Walters? Did it matter?
Vote? I mean, that was one guy that he singled out in his postgame last night. It was like, hey, man, you got to give it up to Walters. He didn't say it, but right. I think the reason he brought it up was that his performance was going to get lost in the shadows. So
there were a lot of guys, I think, that fall into that category last night. Lane Thomas, one of them, you know, for that double. He's worked his bullpen all year and tried to bring in somebody who's fresh and ready to roll. I can't really argue with that move. Eli Morgan gets a lot of credit, too. Eli's done a really nice job during this postseason and not getting a lot of credit for it.
I'm cool with it. It made sense in the moment. I could see where it makes sense now. Yeah, I'm cool.
Bottom of the ninth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Boy, oh boy, I wonder about this move, Andy. You had two outs, and Lane Thomas was on second base with a double, and you pinch hit for Daniel Schneeman. And brought in that guy, John Kenzie Noel. What'd you think of that move, Andy?
Oh, well, are we actually second-guessing this move?
I'm just telling you the moves he made.
I don't know. There was something about Noel when he walked up to the plate yesterday. God. He had more confidence than I think I've seen. And I don't know. Maybe it was just, like, you could see the way he, like, was kind of, I don't know.
He was strutting, he was doing.
Yeah, he was kind of, like, seething when he walked up to the plate. He looked like the guy that I think I first saw, you know, when we were talking, we started talking about him when he was in Akron, right?
Yeah.
And I remember watching this Adonis walk out there, and you're like, like mythical Greek god.
Yeah, like Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean,
only not as tall.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Aaron Judge, same thing, you know. But man, last night he was just brewing confidence when he swung that bat.
You two won't know what I'm going to say here and understand what I'm going to say,
but our
listeners will. Ken Griffey Jr. Baseball, Super Nintendo, if you remember that back in the day, you would always bring in the hulking power hitter, and the guy was obscenely comic book hulking. That's what I felt like when Jenkenzie Noel walked up there. It was like pinch hitting and putting Griffey up there, and you were like, all right, let's roll.
You know what I loved about Noel was when he hit it, he knew it. He didn't like throw the bat, you know, the first base or into the he but he did flick the bat a little bit, and he just put his head down. It was like, yep.
I'm with you.
It was fabulous. And then last thing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Bottom of the 10th, after the leadoff single by Bo Naylor, his first hit of the postseason. By the way, Hedges and Naylor both getting their first hits. He had Rocchio bunt, and that moved Naylor over to second.
Oh, my God! He bunted! He tried to move a runner over! Why would you give away an out? Said no one last night.
I did. You did?
Damn right
I did. Of course he did.
At that point,
it was horrific.
Because
that was a horrid call.
You think so?
Damn right I do. That was horrid. Why are you giving up an out? Not to mention an out from a guy who's hitting the ball better than most of the other guys in your lineup.
I know he is, but you'd bring up the top of the order with a man on second and two chances to get him in.
Yeah,
and
I would like it better if I had two on and nobody out.
It worked. So
you were the only person I could think of when they had the bunt.
I love second guessing the manager.
I was infuriated.
It's fun. And Stephen Vogt,
way
well
to
done
go,
last
Stephen.
Night.
Love well the done. Idea. Great yeah, idea.
Well done.
Are you done?
I am.
All right. Siciliano, Brian Anderson, Ellis Burks.
Brian Anderson, which one?
Our Brian Anderson. Come on, man.
Well, which one? We have them both on the show.
The one that we have on every Friday.
BA
unlike
Friday.
You.
Okay.
Unlike
okay.
you. He's on every Friday.
Yeah, well, he didn't get as good of a deal as I did.
That's a great point. Let's talk about cabinets for a second.